You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen.
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 Here's Johnny.
John Peterson.
John and Gordy. Oh, John and Gordy.
That's us.
WMDX. You know who it is. We're here. And it's a beautiful, beautiful day in the capital city, Madison,
sure
overlooking State Street. What a great place to be.
That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Dominic Lee is in the producer's hot box there, pushing the buttons and flipping the switches willy-nilly. Hoping something happens.
We should put some ventilation in there one of these days.
I know. I feel sorry for the kid.
That's the way it goes.
I'll bring my own personal little...
little fan.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. Sunny skies. Today's high near 80 degrees. Right now it's 65. Okay?
All right.
Should be nice all day long. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. .com. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Talk to Jim or Sarah. You can give them a call, 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077. Or just go to their excellent website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Take an initial hearing test there. And then you're off and running there. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
Well, we should mention, too, that you can hear the secret messages we broadcast in silence here that only those with these hearing aids can hear. All right? Just
right.
A little tip
just
there.
A little extra something.
All right. And we were talking about Christopher Rufo. His idea, you know, he's the guy who came up with critical race theory as a bad thing in our schools. Christopher Rufo. And they weren't teaching it in K through 12, but they did have it as an elective, I believe, in college. But anyway, he's got a new plan, and that is to take out the movement leaders, the liberal movement leaders, and that's the formula for success for the with the Trump administration. And we have Mark here who says that's what the fascists did in Germany, Spain, Italy, Russia.
Thank you, Mark.
Add the U.S. to that list.
Oh, poor.
Gosh. Okay, hey, this hit the fan, and we're going to play a whole bunch of cuts from this. Everybody is probably familiar with Mehdi Hasan, who was a MSNBC host for quite a while.
Right.
And he filled in for everybody incredibly.
Yeah, and he had a weekend show. Yeah, he
brilliant.
Really good.
And now he is debating 20 fascists on the YouTube channel Jubilee.
Really?
Yeah. And I just thought I'd play the compilation that's available on X. Kind of is a broad view of all of the people that he was there for like an hour and 40 minutes. This is a long version of it.
But that's what they do with this format, right?
Yeah, it's usually about an hour.
Yeah.
Charlie Kirk does it sometimes too as well. He kind of goes around.
Which is hilarious. The guy is a dummy. All right, let's listen to this this sample of what it was like for that hour and 40 minutes.
Okay.
Mehdi Hasan.
I'm in a room full of, I don't know what to call you anymore, conservatives, Republicans, fascists, I don't know. Are your parents Americans or immigrants?
No, my parents are United States citizens.
But they're immigrants, you said.
No, they came here as immigrants. However, but
so they
I
are
want to
immigrants.
Make the claim that we cannot
I came
even...
here as an immigrant, I'm but an immigrant.
But at this point, when they came, the United States economy...
I think the people
United
aren't happy
economy...
with the way this is going. First, fourth, fifth, 14th, 22nd amendments. Those are my amendments that I came with
I'm
today.
Trying...
If you don't want to debate them, just say so.
Are you supporting, like, raping innocent women? Nuns, dude. Killing priests? I mean, priests don't brandish guns and kill
people.
You
just refuse to condemn the Nazi Holocaust, my friend. I don't think you're in a position to ask anyone any questions.
I said that one pardon against somebody?
It was 1,600 pardons.
Okay.
600 of those were
yes,
people
one,
charged
one
with...
example that you just gave me.
I can give you more. Just
okay,
I keep going?
Fine, fine.
Shane
and
Jenkins.
And I'll say the exact same thing every single
then
time.
Then your argument will fall apart. When was the Islamic Republic of Iran founded?
1979.
When was Gaza occupied by Israel?
Well, the very
67.
First time. 67, yes.
So... Can we do the math together? 12 years before the Islamic Republic of Iran existed, Israel was oppressing, occupying, dispossessing the people of Gaza. So your argument makes no sense. Neither of us are economists. It's the economist studies.
Don't assume who I am.
Are you an economist?
I could be.
But are you?
I could be.
Are you?
I'm not going to tell you.
Are you?
I'm going to major in economics, right?
Are you an economist?
No, not right
now.
Okay,
so when I said neither is economist, I was correct. Just everyone here uses an iPhone designed by an immigrant, is on Gmail designed by an immigrant, is on a YouTube show.
But
you
this
guys
is,
all came to a YouTube show founded by an immigrant. You wouldn't
fair
be
point,
here
but that's a tiny minority.
So you all love immigrants, whether you like it or not. We're not going to reach a common ground because you said I'm not American.
Please try.
I don't think you're American.
I'm saying you're not.
I don't think you're American.
I'm saying you're not American due to values.
I don't think you're not American on values either. I think you're a little fascisty, a little racisty. I'm an American citizen. I went through lots of vetting. I took my test.
And that's how
the guy over there
be.
Wants us to leave.
But
he wants us to leave.
When people,
so people don't really care about vetting, do they?
But
it's not really about vetting, is it, my friend?
But people should not have
you're
the
You're in
right.
denial. You got rid of an American citizen from the country without process.
So the
that's
child,
the Fifth Amendment violation.
Since I'm not up to date on that specific
I can give you more.
I'm sure you can. So
well, you weren't aware that American citizens are being deported. It's a pretty big story.
Yeah, the
maybe if you read the fake news, you might know.
I don't think this is how you get
rounds of applause. You sit in a room with 20 people who agree with you. Wow, amazing. Amazing. That must make you feel good. We should be nicer to you, otherwise you'll deport us. What a great argument. This is the free speech debate camp.
Yeah.
It's not your country, my friend. It's our country, whether you like it or not.
There you go.
Wow, okay.
Nice sample of an hour and 40 minutes worth of debating 20 fascists surrounding Amara and Jubilee. That's
Jubilee is the channel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, YouTube, and you can check it out there if you'd like. I have another clip here. It is a guy arguing that we're going to lose our demographic, the white people in this country. So let's listen to 101 here.
Okay, but it is a taboo subject. Should we be concerned about the demographics? So
no.
Anglo-Saxon, European-American, 0% of America, it doesn't matter.
Are they 0% of America?
Well, let's say if it becomes 0%, it should not worry.
They're not going to. Why are you bringing weird hypotheticals?
But there has to. But they're still part of our country. There's culture. Even Britain,
it concerns me.
But it concerns me when Britain is changing and it's... You know, it's like
Britain's
they're losing their culture, but it's losing their culture. Are they going to try to?
I'm from the UK. I'm telling you, no one's losing their culture.
London is going to be very little British in one day. What's the plan? That's what we want to know. What's the plan?
You just made that up. Have you been
but
to London?
How do we know?
Cyrus, have you been to London?
No.
So then maybe you shouldn't comment on places you don't know anything about.
But what's the plan?
I grew up in London.
What's
London's
the general
a very British
plan?
City. I was in London a few weeks ago.
Okay.
It's a very British city.
I hope not.
Okay. It's a very British city.
It's a very British city.
Yeah, London.
And this is a woman who was talking about her parents who were immigrants, but now they're Americans. So let's listen to cut 102.
I'm an immigrant and an American, and I employ many American citizens,
and
both naturalized and the ones born here. I employ Americans.
My parents came as immigrants and became naturalized, so I'm not necessarily opposed to immigrants.
So you're the child of immigrants?
Correct. I'm a child of immigrants. I was born
But you
here.
Don't accept that immigrants are Americans?
Not at this moment.
So your parents are not Americans?
Not at this moment.
So hold
no,
on, your parents
they're
are not
citizens.
Americans.
They became naturalized.
You just said you can't be citizens by being naturalized.
No, I was born here, and I'm not opposed
you're born
to
here,
naturalization.
Right?
I never said
parents,
that I'm against naturalization.
Are you against naturalization?
No, I never said I was against naturalization.
You began. Everyone was here. They can play it back on YouTube. You said Americans or immigrants. Are your parents Americans or immigrants?
No, my parents are United States citizens.
But they're immigrants, you said.
No, they came here as immigrants. However, but
so
I want to
immigrants.
Make the claim
you
that we cannot
I came
even,
here as an immigrant. I'm
but
an immigrant.
At this point, when they came, the United States economy...
People aren't happy
economy,
with the way this is going for you.
The United States economy was not at...
it's better now. The American economy is better than it's been
not
for many
a,
years.
Not from the
and I can say that as someone who doesn't
have,
like Donald Trump.
We're
which
giving
statistics
millions
are you
and billions of dollars
which
to people of minorities as well as
the reason the economy is doing badly now is because Donald Trump's tariff policy. Nothing to do with migrants. In fact, the congressional...
They can't even start businesses.
I'm an immigrant. I started a business. In
no,
fact,
I understand
fact,
because the SBA is giving people billions of loans.
I didn't take any loans from SBA. I didn't take any loans
from
SBA.
I'm not saying you did, but
I'm saying that statistically speaking,
they're giving billions of
so
loans
So should we do statistics?
People.
According to statistics, immigrants are 80% more likely to be entrepreneurs than native-born Americans.
Sure,
they're more likely to start businesses
no,
and
that.
Hire Americans.
No, I'm aware
right?
of that.
Immigrants
but
are more
also,
likely to pay in taxes than take out in benefits.
And
they're more likely to add to innovation and jobs and wages. This is what the statistics show. The Congressional Budget Office... Let me just finish my point and then let you come back in. The Congressional Budget Office, which is bipartisan, Republicans and Democrats both use it, they have said that the immigration surge that you mentioned will lead to an extra $9 trillion of GDP over the next 10 years. That amounts to $65,000 per American household. That's $65,000 for each and every one of you holding up a red flag.
Okay, I understand.
All right,
that, but...
pause. You've been voted out by the majority. Please return to your seat.
There you go.
It's rapid fire back and forth.
And they fact check all of these figures. When they do mention some of them, then they fact check. A little bar comes across and tells you whether they're lying or not. Mindy was right on. Factual as heck. So now here is one last cut. And this is the autocrat. This is the guy. This is just right off the charts. Let's go to 103.
Okay. The bits that you disagree with. Can I just be clear on
that? Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm more than willing to amend it and include
whenever
the
it's in your
amendment.
Favor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So can Democrats do the same when they're in office?
No, absolutely not. Because
so you don't believe in democracy?
No, I don't. Absolutely not. Mm.
What do you believe in?
Autocracy.
By who?
Honestly, quite frankly, anyone who is in line with Catholic teaching.
Donald Trump is not Catholic.
Of course, he's not. I completely agree.
So
and that's
you support
part of the
Trump?
Problem.
You don't support Trump?
No, I don't. I didn't even vote for him. I wrote in like John Pork or someone.
Why
I can't even remember.
Why did you vote if you don't believe in democracy and you want autocracy?
Well, because quite frankly, I voted. I kind of voted just to
I came with this argument,
bit,
but I'm bored of my own argument. I'm much more interested in this. So
yeah, absolutely.
How do we get to an autocracy?
I think quite frankly that if we are able to enact local leaders.
Who is the we, by the way?
I think, quite frankly, these far-right conservatives sitting right around
white
me.
People?
Yeah, no absolutely.
So,
well, actually,
guys,
I have quite...
Some of the people in this room don't make the cut from what I can
see
visually.
Actually, okay. Hold on for a moment. I do think that there are people who happen to not be white who do actually have history in this country and have roots in this country. For instance, from the Mexican-American War, we subsumed a lot of territory of people who have far stakes in this country who happen to be Hispanic or what have you.
Okay.
I'm for defending the traditional demographics of this country, which is majority white
so
and
how,
should stay that
how
way.
How does the United States... I mean, we've gone so off topic, but how does the United States look like under you? Sorry, what's your name?
My name is, my name's Connor. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah. Nice meeting you, Connor.
Okay.
Well.
That's Mehdi Hasan.
Yeah. Right? Mehdi Hasan, and he was on the program Jubilee, and he was surrounded by 20 fascists. And each one raising the red flag because they, you know, they object or, you know, they want some attention. They want to make it out to the table and debate with Mehdi.
Yeah. It's interesting, but, you know, this rapid fire back and forth, it's hard to keep track of who's saying what.
I feel like it's got to be so draining, too. I mean, like, just
an hour and a half
of pure talking.
For some reason, I think Mehdi is energized by that.
Yeah. That
by the whole thing. But yeah, I think it energizes him to hear these contradictory statements being made and then finally being able to kind of make some sense out of it.
Mm.
Or at least, you know, respond
push back
to the ridiculous nature of them all.
Yeah.
But here this is a response I thought was really a good observation. It said here, Mehdi Hasan Jubilee episode just shows that these aren't your average boomer MAGA. White trash, sunglasses, truckers anymore. These kids are educated and understand the ins and outs of their ideology and go further than Trump. Democrats and the left have no idea what's coming after Trump. And it's a
That's a good point.
I mentioned here, you know, my sons are Gen Zers and they're very, very firm. They're very progressive, but they don't compromise.
Yeah.
But there's another side to it that's not compromising either.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't aware of how strongly these individuals feel about their particular fascism.
Yeah. Wow. Scary.
I know. But yeah, this really hit the fan. Watch the whole thing if you can.
All right. 19 minutes past the hour. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll talk with former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. Brittany Merlot's up next with a look at the weather on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Vrillo Mattress. You can accessorize for less. Their 4th of July sale continues, And there are still some great bargains there. Check them out at Verlo.com. They're still selling adjustable bases, adjustable bed frame bases at 30 to 50% off. You can experience the next level luxury with the B9 adjustable base and save an additional $200 on your purchase. Verlo.com, you can go to their website there or check them out on the east side or west side of Madison. That's Verlo.com.
Okay. That's right. You can raise your feet up in the bed.
You have an adjustable bed frame, right?
Yeah, great. I tried that last night. It's just fantastic.
Yeah. Can you hang, can you go to a 45-degree angle just all the way like that with your feet?
No.
Sleep in a slant?
No. Well, yeah, I guess you could. You could raise your feet up. It raises
your
knees
up. Raise your feet
up.
And it your
raises,
head up.
It raises your knees up.
Can I do a U-shaped thing? Okay.
Actually, you can, yeah.
Can you really?
You don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't seem right. 7:23, let's go to Brittany Merlot. She's at the EAA this morning.
Right there.
I forgot that's happening. Yes.
Well, this is quite the visual.
Look, where are you, Brittany? Wow. Where are you located there at Oshkosh?
I am right at the front gate right now. So the place where you have to enter to get into the grounds, I am right there. Come say hi if you're here.
Are you checking people's tickets
morning.
And
their papers? I can act like that. Oh. It might work.
Wow. Oh, so it looks like it's already bustling with activity in back of you there.
Absolutely. I mean, the campsite is packed. There's about 40,000 people that I believe are camping. They're approximating numbers right now. Mm-hmm. There's been 6,000 volunteers here for over a month trying to get this event ready to roll. About 10,000 planes fly in here and about 700,000 people come here. So this is the place to be in Wisconsin this week for sure. If you've never been, you don't have to be into aviation. It's going to suck you in. You're going to fall for aviation.
You're going to fall for
you
did. You did. Now you're flying airplanes.
I know. Yes. And it's all because of this event. So I come here every year. I camp the whole time. I cover it and, of course, forecast the weather because we're out here in the middle of it with no power, no luxury bed that retracts. I was thinking, man, they need to make one for camping.
Well, I think they make a portable that you can carry out into a tent somewhere.
No, they don't.
Perfect. Next year, I'm investing into that.
Well, how many times have you been there, Brittany?
Yeah. This is going to be my sixth year in a row.
Wow.
Once I've been here, I covered it for work, for media, and once I saw what it was all about, hands down, I'm here every year, whether it's vacation or working.
A little tip, next time, don't wear the ice T-shirt that you have on. I'm just kidding. You certainly don't want to wear that.
No.
You know, the thing is, I went out to D.C. with the kids, and we bought FBI T-shirts and a hat. Really, seriously, it looks just like the stuff they wear when they go out. And I'm thinking, geez, what if they did the same thing with ice T-shirts?
Yeah,
you know, that would be
like
really scary,
right?
Wouldn't it?
Mm. That is scary.
Okay. Well, what can we expect weather-wise for today? It's looking beautiful here. We have a lot of sunshine and nice mild temperatures today.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Enjoy it now because the heat is going to crank up as we go into the middle of the week. Mm. So right now, 60 degrees or so, a little bit of wildfire smoke does want to sneak into the area. So a sunny, hazy kind of day. Highs at about 82 degrees, still refreshing, comfortable. Tonight, we get a little partly cloudy. Tomorrow morning, a chance of showers and storms early in the morning. I think those will wind down by midday for you there. And then it's going to be hot and humid into those mid to upper 80s. The dew point starting to rise. And by Wednesday, I'm going to stay. Oh, I wish I had the AC here. But if you guys, I would stay in the AC.
Yes, 90s. Absolutely. Oh, no.
90s, yeah. 90s.
That's bad.
Wednesday.
Are we expecting that the smoke to be a factor this week?
It should only stick around today. I think it should kick on out of here tomorrow.
All right, great.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, very good, Brittany. Well, keep us posted.
Yeah.
And,
will do.
You have a good week up there.
And have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
I hope to get a ride in the blimp, so I'll have stories.
Wow.
A ride in the blimp.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun. All right. Thank you, Brittany.
Yeah. Take care.
Have a good day. That's Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist. And this portion of the show also being brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can check them out at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Go to their website, and they are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Give them a call. Talk to Jim or Sarah at 608-249-4077, 608-249-4077, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
All right. Well, I got some bad news for everybody. Healthcare is going through the roof. It's going to happen. I've been mentioning it a few times here, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. They'll be losing some of their subsidies, the COVID subsidies, and that will raise rates quite a bit.
That's going to make things jump up.
Yeah, this is a story out of The Lever. You might want to check that out. A great place to go, The Lever. This is the story. Some corporate media reports framed the suit. There is a United Health Group investor lawsuit against the company because of the higher denial rates. Now, you won't get this, but this is crazy stuff. The investors are taking on United Health for its aggressive anti-consumer tactics. But in reality, court documents reveal some of the United Group's investors are concerned that the company's changing corporate practices have been too consumer-friendly. United Health Group has one of the highest denial rates of any major insurer, which can force patients to forego critical treatments until the doctor's orders. Now, what they're doing is they want to sue them to prevent them from not denying people coverage. They want the insurer to deny coverage so they can make more money as investors.
Wow. Head is spinning. Okay.
All right.
729. When we return, former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin will join us on John and Gordy in the Morning.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the Morning in the capital city, Madison, a few blocks from the Capitol. And, you know, the legislators, I'm so glad that we don't have to see them anymore.
Not at all? Ever?
Not at all.
What do you mean?
Well, I think they're gone now for the summer.
Well, we've got a beautiful day ahead of us here. Bright, beautiful sunshine on State Street and highs in the low 80s. Time now for us to check in with former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, guys.
How you doing today?
Just fine.
All right.
All right. Well, we've got a lot to talk about.
We're going to get into the Epstein files here. We were talking about it earlier here in the program.
Well, wait a minute.
It was a bad strategy, wasn't it? I mean, you know, okay. to run on this, he wanted to vilify Hillary and Bill. And they really nailed them for it being on their flight logs. So then they just kept that line of thinking going, and they ran on
for
it.
For years and years.
And then they just said there's nothing to see here, and then they just tried to drop it. No one wanted that to happen. So what's your impression of this whole Epstein episode?
Yeah. Well, I think like most people, you know, I'm curious. I'd really like to know what's going on, especially what accounts for the reversal of position on this thing. What did Trump think was there when he used it as a campaign technique or strategy? And why is it now that he is standing up to the core of the MAGA base?
Yeah.
And saying, no, this is of no interest and forget about it. And then basically accusing them of being wacko liberal Democrats. So,
well, that's not a good thing to do either. And then, of course, that just energizes the mega base to really, really seek this information out and demand that they see the documentation.
And exactly.
I thought he's had an easy ride. All he has to do is tell these people something and they believe it and let him get away with it. And he thought he could get away with this particular item. And yeah. It didn't happen.
It brings to mind, I just finished Stolen Pride by Arlie Russell Hochschild. She wrote another book, I'm blanking out on the name right now, that covered the same ground as Kramer's book about here in Wisconsin. I can't remember the name of that book now. But in any case, mm-hmm. the point that she makes is you can take all these issues, Trump's inappropriate language, his abuse of people, the fact that he's got, and this is important, the support of folks who he's crushing in terms of their environment, their water, their air they breathe.
Yeah.
He's crushing them in terms of his tax policy, hurting them and helping the rich, and everything that, you know, we know about Trump. But the point she makes is that you've got a significant part of the American people who feel that they've been standing in line all their lives. And that under the leadership of Democrats, and this is where the attack on diversity, inclusion, and equity comes in and becomes so important in the discussion, that they've been standing in line all their lives to get a fair shake, and that Democrats have been bullies and moved other people, women, immigrants, people of color, moved them to cut in line. Mm-hmm. And that the appeal of Donald Trump said, I'm going to put an end to this. I'm going to stop people from cutting in line ahead of you. I'm going to look out for your interests. And that view of Trump is more important in terms of how they decide to vote than any rational decision about Trump's economic policies, Trump's environmental policies, and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think when we talk about the Epstein case, that also is going to be the case. They're not going to be affected. I mean, you know, Trump could end up being on a list of his best partners in crime. And it's not going to impact their votes for him. It may, for some other folks, maybe just enough to tip it to the to Democratic support in the next election. But for the vast part of his base, they're not looking at that stuff.
Right. Right. You know, I never understood the DEI thing at all because, you know, through the many decades that I looked for work and may have been turned down for jobs, I never thought that maybe somebody else was getting in before me because of their race, because of something else, some other reason. I never questioned it. It was just part of job seeking. You know,
sure.
That's what happens, you know.
Well, you know, and very few of us ever get the first job or the second job
right.
we wanted. And I suppose it's the belief, not the reality, that has that's the driving force in all of this. The belief that is in fact happening, when in fact when we look at the impact of most programs, DEI or affirmative action, all that's really happening is people who had been prejudiciously excluded in the past. Let's take a very common one, which is applications for home loans. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just know that was government policy, as well as that of the financial institutions for years, to simply say, if you're in a certain neighborhood or if you're a person of color, you're not getting the loan or you're not getting it at a reasonable rate. And what these programs did was attempt to exclude or end that kind of prejudicial, that invidious discrimination. So, yeah, there is a shakeup in the line, but the shakeup is basically people are going to the right place in line in our society.
And that's how I always look at it. It was one of those situations where the employer is looking for a specific person for that particular job. And maybe I didn't fit all the criteria that they had exactly for that job. So, you know, they chose somebody else. I don't know. I always accepted that. I just went on to the next job market. Mm-hmm. And, you know, essentially that's what you have to kind of deal with. It's part of life. And now they're making it, they're vilifying it, obviously, and they're trying to make it, I guess it's DEI for conservatives, you know. The biggest part was when they revealed that they want more conservatives in the universities and more conservatives hired, which is DEI, you know, blatantly DEI, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're speaking about that in terms of, say, universities, where there's this is something that indirectly affected me. Mm-hmm. There was a push to get more conservative professors in the areas of political science and government and history. Mm-hmm. And there was a position that certain people wanted filled, and they thought this former conservative politician would be just great at it. Well, the point was, I can say this since I'm not going to slander anyone, mm-hmm. the guy was an idiot.
Yeah.
Totally unqualified to teach, had nothing to do with his politics. But yet it was thought that he was discriminated against because of his ideological views.
Yeah.
Now, maybe, I say this facetiously, maybe he had his ideological views because he was an idiot. he certainly couldn't express them.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Talking with former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. And Paul, let's turn the discussion toward the Democrats and what's happening right now. You know, the Epstein files have come out, and there's still, you know, ICE is still in Los Angeles, although I guess they've pulled some of those ICE agents out of there. But hearing calls now from people Gavin Newsom is one, and Beto O'Rourke is another one about, you know, the Democrats need to be more forceful about maybe looking at redistricting. Give some of this, you know, that's what the GOP did, do a lot of redistricting and kind of voter, you know, get the voters in line. Where do you think things stand right now? Is there a direction?
Well, there's been some areas where the Democrats have been lax, which have led to the to some of the disasters. I mean, one example is redistricting. I mean, it's very clear that the Republican playbook going back 15, 20 years ago persists precisely with the 2010 census was to gerrymander congressional districts around the country as well as state legislative districts. And Democrats did not effectively go after that. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. But if we want the Democrats to stop trying to hang on by their fingernails in every election and work on bringing out the base, we got to shift the base.
Yeah. Mm.
And the very discussion we just had now about Epstein and people thinking about how they're cutting in line. I mean, you know, there's this myth, whether you're in rural Wisconsin or you're in rural Kentucky or rural Louisiana, there is this myth out there that in terms of redistribution of wealth, i.e. tax dollars, that their tax dollars in these poor rural communities are going to the cities, going to
right.
Fund urbanites, people of color, immigrants, you know, their tax dollars are going for welfare for cheats. Well, that's not true, and it's the exact opposite that's the case. There's absolutely no question that urban blue cities, blue states, mm-hmm. are paying the vast majority of taxes that are subsidizing everything from free lunch programs to health clinics in rural communities that are voting red, voting for Trump. And the Democrats have to go out there in an FDR style and get a new political realignment in this country.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Bring in some youth, Gen Zers. Definitely mm-hmm. get something going. Why don't we talk more after this break, Paul? We've got a few more questions. Maybe we can get into the Steve Miller Band.
Yeah, we want to talk about that, too.
All right.
Paul Soglin, we'll continue the conversation with him right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7, Steve Miller Band. We're going to talk about the Steve Miller Band in just a moment.
Mm-hmm. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Connage Grove Road in Madison. Check out their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Jim and Sarah will set you up with an appointment there. You can count on them. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Give them a call. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 608-249-4077, or go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Yeah, playing some Steve Miller, some great stuff. His early stuff, I really love, like Brave New World and Living in the USA.
Quicksilver Girl.
Yeah. Paul, when you were here, you know, in the late 60s, you saw the Steve Miller Band before they were the Steve Miller Band, right?
They were the Imitations.
Yeah?
it was Miller, Buzz Skaggs, Ben Sidran. Mm-hmm. And I think their most popular venues were fraternity parties, which some of us would wait until about 11 o'clock at night and crash those. and get to hear them, and it was fun.
That was like what, mid-60s, 66, 67?
62.
Some, 60, oh, really 62, early.
62, 63, because I think by the end of 63, Miller had left Madison.
Yeah, moved to either San Francisco or Texas or somewhere out west. Yeah, yeah, those were some fun times.
And I think that's around, he had the Saving Grace album, was Sailor.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember one song, Dear Mary, off the Sailor album was always one of my favorites. And I heard those on, you know, the old underground station.
Yeah, FM, progressive FM.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Those were fun times.
By the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
Before, when we were discussing... I forgot the names of those authors of those books, or the names of the books. Kramer's book is The Politics of Resentment.
Oh, yes.
And Arlie Hochschild's first book is Strangers in Their Own Land. And in that case, she tells one story about a guy working for a chemical company who is a Trump supporter. And one of his jobs was to take the chemicals and dump them in the swamp, thus poisoning
You know,
the bayous, the very place where he lived, where his family and friends were dependent upon recreation and food. And yet he was a Donald Trump supporter. And that may not sound logical, but you read her books and you start to get an understanding of sort of what's going wrong here in terms of the political realignment. And in terms of this business of standing in line, you get the political realignment where FDR brings together working people with the New Deal, which pretty much holds up until 68, when Richard Nixon adopts his Southern strategy, which is to exploit in the South the resentment towards the civil rights movement. Mm-hmm. That creates a new realignment. And while he's not as great as Trump is going to be, Nixon does the same thing. Mm-hmm. And he speaks to estranged white male Americans and, you know, basically says, I'm going to stop these people from getting in line ahead of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ronald Reagan did the same thing. And so this is a problem for the Democratic Party, excuse me, because it really needs to bring together working people of all races in a common movement to bring greater equity to our society for everybody.
Right. And they frame it in a way that the Democrats are always giving handouts to these people, and, you know, that's the problem. They want
right.
freebies.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And yes. So they've kind of turned it, you know, against the Democrats in a way that is kind of convoluted and bizarre. And I want to throw something in. This came over the weekend. Trump exempts more than 100 polluters from environmental standards, exempting dozens of chemical manufacturers, oil refineries, coal plants, medical device sterilizers, and other polluters from Clean Air Act rules, believe it or not. One rule exempts about 50 polluters from reducing cancer risks of people living within 6 miles of a chemical plant by 96%. So Trump's actions will cause more cancer, birth defects, and more children to suffer asthma. These exemptions only last, by the way, 2 years.
Yeah.
So.
And my guess is geographically where that's happening is most likely in areas where people voted for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. First state comes to mind, Texas, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are chemical alleys, you know, there are cities that are, you know, just built on that. And they're trying to clean up the cities where, you know, minority areas are included. And they're very near these chemical plants. So they're trying to clean it up and they can't do it.
Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. Paul Soglin, thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon. We appreciate it.
Again in a couple of weeks.
All right.
Very good. It's former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958. Some things remain constant. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Go to verlomattress.com or one of their locations in Madison on the east side or west side. That'll do it for us for today. Stephanie Miller is next.
Can't wait.
And we'll be joining Pat Kreitlow in just a few minutes on the Civic Media Radio Network. We hope you have a great day. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.